basically they put it out on its own imprint, you know, the Touch and Go Special Forces, specifically because we weren't a hardcore band. And didn't want to mislead or alienate, you know, hardcore fans. And I think we were the only one on that imprint. You know, somebody had said that they were planning to do a blitz release on Special Forces, but that, you know, it just kind of petered out. I think, you know, everyone got tired of hardcore eventually, and then Touch and Go became known for, you know, just the most adventurous non-hardcore stuff you could imagine. It was just that one release, and you know, we were special, and there was a little tank on the label. It's funny, I mean, you know, the telescoping of time, you know, it seemed like a longer period of time back then, but you know, it was probably within a year or two of, you know, the L7 EP coming out, that, you know, that they're doing Butthole Surfers and that kind of thing. And that's really where that label took off.